Thank you, Mr. Chair, Madam Deputy High Commissioner. I would like to thank UNHCR and its staff for their tremendous work and efforts for the well-being of refugees around the world. We have been in close cooperation with UNHCR for many years. With the start of the crisis in Syria, our collaboration and cooperation has multiplied, covering a wider range of areas. Mr. Chair, distinguished delegates, Turkey is the largest refugee hosting country by far for the last 5 consecutive years. We shelter close to 5 million displaced people from different nationalities, almost 3.7 million of them being Syrians under temporary protection. We have spent around $40 billion from our own national resources, providing protection, free healthcare, education services, as well as psychological support, vocational training, social activities to Syrians in Turkey. This figure puts us on the top of the donors list too. Thanks to our efforts, over 684,000 refugee children can attend school today. While higher education rate for refugees is 1% in the global context, this ratio is 7% in Turkey, with around 21,000 Syrians attending Turkish universities. This means that 50% of the refugees enrolled in higher education in the world are in Turkey. We also facilitate integration of refugees into the labor market. Over 105,000 work permits have already been issued for Syrians, and we are working on increasing them. We have many good practices towards Syrians in all fields, which set a benchmark for all countries and stakeholders regarding how refugees should be treated. We plan to showcase our good examples, good practices, come with further pledges during the Global Refugee Forum, to which our president, together with several ministers, will be participating as one of the co-conveners. Meanwhile, these numbers reveal the size of the burden we continue to shoulder. We appreciate the support of international community extended to Turkey so far. However, existing levels of contributions are not enough to cope with the challenges. More equitable burden and responsibility sharing is critical. The Global Compact on Refugees, adopted by the UN General Assembly last year, is the right guide in this respect. We attach importance to the implementation of the compact by all countries and other relevant stakeholders. The Global Refugee Forum is the main mechanism to follow up the implementation of the compact. We therefore like to take this opportunity to invite once again on all stakeholders to attend the forum at a high level and to make durable, impactful, meaningful pledges and contributions for refugees and refugee hosting countries during the forum. Mr. Chair, Madam Deputy High Commissioner, distinguished delegates, we highly value the work of UNHCR. We are closely following UNHCR transformative initiatives and efforts to enable a more effective and result-oriented responses to refugee crisis. We will continue to work in close collaboration with UNHCR in the years to come, also towards the voluntary, safe, and dignified return of refugees. As a token of our support to UNHCR, Turkey will pledge $300,000 unearmarked for the 2020 budget. Thank you.